It was a perfect night at Akron's minor league ballpark, clear and warm and with just the right breeze blowing across the diamond. But the cheering at the second floor Duck Club was not for baseball. It was for Akron's newly elected mayor, Dan Horrigan, a staccato-speaking, earnest-looking, and pretty much universally described nice guy who got more than 70% of the roughly 40,000 votes cast in yesterday's election.
Wonderful. Can you keep that margin up there for a while? Listen, it's the result of a lot of hard work. Nothing gets in, a lot of people have said this, you earn everything in this town. And we went out and earned this over the last 6 months, and I couldn't be prouder of the things that we've done.
And though he wanted to bask in those numbers last night, and to tell his wife and the world how much he loves her, and his friends and political allies how much he appreciates them, Horrigan also acknowledged his city faces a lot of challenges. A $1 billion sewer project, the loss of state funding and a shrinking financial reserve, a poverty rate of about 25%. He said he heard a lot about many of those problems as he campaigned in the city over the last 5 months.
Well, there were consistent issues all throughout when they talked about sewers and they talked about the university, or they talked about, there was a lot of those different questions. And they were pretty consistent from one area to the other. And, you know, he talked about housing, he talked about downtown development, neighborhood development. They were pretty consistent, I think.
And as he did in interviews, debates, and other run-ups to the election, Horrigan promised two things. First, though he's succeeding a fellow Democratic mayor in a Democratic town, there will be change.
We can look to change as something hard and something to be feared. We can look at it as something that's difficult and uncomfortable. Or we can look at the changes already underway in Akron as opportunities, create a new mission for ourselves, and to reinvent our city.
The other thing he promised is that such change will come with collaboration from a wide swath of people. That's something Darletta Logan wanted to hear.
See the races come together and work more closely together would be an ideal situation for us.
What makes you think Dan Horrigan can do that?
I'm not sure if he can do it personally, but I think it can be a beginning. So being that he's a new face for us, I think it can be a way that we can just kind of jump off on a different foot and expect different things to happen.
The hopes of others sharing the celebration with Horrigan varied. For Richard Weiner, they're grounded in finding high-tech solutions for low-tech problems.
Sewers and fixing the potholes and all of that stuff. I'd really like to see extremely intelligent people take a very far view, 15, 20-year view about how to do that and bring in the technology necessary to make it work in the future instead of just fixing little things that are in front of you all the time.
And Summit County Executive Russ Pry said he looks forward to the kind of collaborative relationship he's had with Horrigan in his role as Summit County Clerk of Courts.
How do we maximize government efficiency? How do we continue to look at ways to continue to streamline government services? But more importantly, how do we make sure that we provide those services to the people that both Dan will represent in the city of Akron and I represent in Summit County and make sure they have the services?
But Pry acknowledged his relationship with Akron's new top executive may differ in style, at least, because Dan Horrigan's style varies greatly from his elected predecessor, the larger-than-life Don Plasquelic. Stephen Brooks, a political scientist at the University of Akron who lives in the city, expects competing demands for dwindling resources will be a challenge Horrigan will have to handle.
Where do you focus economic development? Do you focus it in the center of the city, or do you work with neighborhoods? And it's never all one or the other, but it's a balance.
Brooks noted that after years of living in the shadow of Plasquelic, a majority of city council may try to assert its independence. And one of Horrigan's big P political challenges is already taking shape. Eddie Siplin, the Republican who lost yesterday, promised his supporters he'll be back.
We now work our other plan for the next 4 years. So as General MacArthur said, we don't go away. We'll be back.
To which Horrigan responded, I'll see you in 4 years. Meanwhile, he has to prepare to take over the reins of City Hall on January 1st. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.